News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has signed a $4.9 billion contract with Israeli-based company Maya aimed at reducing the amount of water lost by the National Water Commission, NWC, to leaks and theft. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says strategies will be implemented under the five-year contract to enable the NWC to improve its performance and maximize the collection of income for the water it produces.
Economic benefit to the NWC from the reduction of non-revenue water is estimated to be about US $250 million Jamaican dollars, or just over 29.2 billion Jamaican dollars in the first 5 years after the start of the project.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at a contract signing ceremony at Jamaica House last Wednesday. The project, supported by the Inter-American Development Bank, will improve the efficiency and reliability of water supply to over 650,000 residential and commercial customers. Work will get underway on the construction of three new fire stations this financial year as the government seeks to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. The stations will be located in Yalas St. Thomas, Port Maria St. Mary, and Montego Bay St. James, and will be built under the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project with funding from the World Bank. Junior Minister for Local Government and Community Development Colin Fagan says all design works for the stations have been completed and submitted to the World Bank. Meanwhile, Minister Fagan says the JFB will be repairing 280 hydrants and installing 75 new ones across all parishes at a cost of $15.9 million.
There will also be routine maintenance work on approximately 1,200 hydrants island-wide. These projects will be funded from resources provided in this year's budget.
The JFB will be moving to acquire two fire units, two water tankers, two ambulances, and one fireboat. Also, some 200 firefighters will be recruited and trained this fiscal year. The Ministry of Justice has acquired 14 new laptops to improve the efficiency of the court management system. Speaking in an interview with GIS News, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Carol Palmer said the computers will help to enhance the operations of the justice system.
These units are going to be extremely invaluable to the work that is done, the ability to be portable with the work that the courts need to do. The Chief Justice will determine the best distribution of the items, but I would suspect it would be largely given to judges to allow them to be able to move around, to have access remotely.
Ms. Palmer says the laptops were purchased following a $1 million donation from investment company Proven Wealth Limited. And citizens in the western end of the island will no longer have to travel to Kingston to access key justice-related services. This as Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding officially opened offices housing three key departments of the ministry on Tuesday, July 7. The offices located at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay are the Supreme Court Western Regional Registry, Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinic, and the Western Administrator General's Department. Minister Golding says the move to establish offices in Western Jamaica forms part of the government's thrust to make justice accessible to all citizens, regardless of their location or socioeconomic situation. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station, a production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.